Is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores. Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kimball.
Just a second. There's one more name.
What?
Ah, now I can ask you. Good morning, Mr. Douglas. What are you doing?
I'm cultivating.
Oh, well, you don't have to cultivate poison oak. No, sir. It'll grow by itself.
This is corn.
Well, not according to your soil analysis report.
Oh, you finally got it.
Yeah, I got a lot of mail from Washington this morning. That's Washington, D.C. The other Washington died in...
Yes, I know. Dear Mr. Kimball, this is to inform you that, hey, this letter's for you.
It is? Who told you you could read my mail?
You said it was my soil analysis.
Well, I must have brought the wrong envelope.
What do you mean?
Oh, boy. You know what this letter says?
No.
Well, if you went to all the trouble of steaming it open, why didn't you read it?
I didn't steam it.
Yeah, it says the department is replacing me.
Oh, they are?
Well, they don't come right out and say it, but I can read between the lines. Well, I can't read between them. They're pretty close together. But I know those jokers in Washington. And once they make up their mind to get rid of you, they get rid of you. Doesn't make any difference whose brother-in-law you are.
Exactly what does the letter say?
Well, I'll read it to you. It says...
Hello, Mr. Kimball.
Hello, Mr. Kimball. You see, they start out real friendly. Then they give it to you in the second paragraph.
They give you what?
Lisa, Mr. Kimball's expecting to be fired.
Oh, you are?
Yes, didn't you read my letter?
No.
You went to all the trouble of steaming it open. Why didn't you let her read it, too?
I didn't.
He used to steam open the letters I got from my father just to get the money he sent.
He never sent money. He sent for money.
There you go, with the father knocking again.
Lisa, Mr. Kimball...
If it isn't father knocking, it's mother knocking.
Will you let Mr. Kimball read his letter?
Well, it says they're sending somebody named Terry Harper, an agricultural student, to work with me, and I suppose to show him the ropes.
That doesn't mean they're firing you.
Now, you're pretty naive. They want me to show him the ropes, and after I show them to him, what does he do? He hangs me with my own ropes.
That's a terrible way to do things.
Yeah. Well, they really rub it in, too. Look at this. They want me to find this clown a place to stay.
Well, can't he stay with you?
Well, you gotta be kidding. That's like asking David to sleep with Goliath.
Mr. Kimball, he's a student. He's probably a very nice kid.
Well, if you like him so well, why doesn't he stay with you?
But that'll be fine.
Lisa.
But he can share Eb's room. He won't mind.
Share my room? With who?
He's a student from the state agricultural school.
Golly, you hired me an assistant. Gee, now I'll be able to sleep late in the morning and...
He's not going to be your assistant.
No, he's coming here to be with Mr. Kimball so he can learn to be a county agent.
That's a great idea. Mr. Kimball should learn to be a county agent.
Look, Eb.
Why does this guy have to share my room?
Well, you should enjoy it, having somebody around your own age.
You're always complaining that you're lonely.
I wouldn't be lonely if I had a decent TV set.
What's wrong with that one?
The picture tube doesn't work. All I can get is sound. I sit here night after night staring at the blank tube and making up my own pictures.
It'll help develop your imagination.
Why don't you let this guy move in with you?
Oh, Eb.
What's this character's name?
Terry Harper.
I don't know. I'll have to look him over first. When does he get here?
Mr. Kimball's picking him up at the Hooterville station tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
So you're Terry Harper?
Huh?
I suppose you feel pretty proud of yourself. You come here and I teach you everything I know and then you take my job. Well, I want you to know there's no hard feelings, Harper. Just anger and disgust.
I don't know what you're talking about. My name isn't Harper and I'm not trying to take your job.
Excuse me. Could you tell me where I could find Mr. Kimball?
Mr. Kimball? Mr. Kimball. Oh, yes. You'll find him in his office. It's about, Well, you won't find him there. He went to the station. Come to think of it, I'm Hank Kimball.
Oh, I'm Terry Harper.
Oh, Terry Harper. Terry Harper? You're the young man that's, Well, you're not a young man. Not an old man, either. You're a girl.
Thank you.
Oh, so you're the fellow that's gonna take over my job, huh? Well, you can have it. It'd be a pleasure working for a pretty guy like you.
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, come along and I'll show you where you're gonna live.
Where's that?
Oh, the Douglas farm. Yeah.
Stop that!
Well, you told me to clean up my room.
Well, don't sweep all the dust down here. Eb, I told you not to...
That wasn't dust. It was a shoe.
Will you just be a little more careful?
Mr. Douglas.
Oh, Mr. Kimball.
I just been down to the station to pick up Terry Harper.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a small problem.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Well,
Hello there.
That's it.
What?
Oh, Mr. Douglas, I'd like for you to meet Terry Harper.
Golly! Is that my new roommate?
Eb, will you get up? Miss Harper, this is Eb Dawson.
Yeah, we're gonna be roommates.
No, you're not. I must say, this is quite a surprise. We were expecting a young man.
I ain't complaining.
Quiet.
Oh, I thought when they wrote to Mr. Kimball, they explained I was a girl.
Oh, well, they didn't have to explain that. I mean, anybody could tell that you're a...
Now, about your room. Eb is giving you his.
Oh, I don't want to put anyone out.
Oh, that's okay. I'll sleep in the bottom of the well.
Bottom of the well?
It ain't bad. That way, when I wake up in the morning, I'm all bathed. Here, I'll take your bag.
I'll take it.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello there. Now, I know why you're spending so much time out here in the barn.
This is Terry Harper.
My new roommate.
Down, boy.
Nice to know you. I bet you shook them up pretty good. They were expecting a B-U-Y.
B-U-Y?
Boy, that's a Hungarian spelling.
If you like to freshen up a bit, we can go into the house.
Thank you.
Not you. You're fresh enough. Oh, and you want to become a county agent?
Why not?
Well, it's a strange occupation for a woman.
What's strange about it? A woman should be whatever she wants to be, no matter how much it annoys a man.
It doesn't annoy me.
Oh, I've always been interested in farming. I was born in a farm. Oh, and I love the soil. The thought of planting a seed, a tiny little seed in the ground, and watching it shoot up through the earth toward the sun and the sky.
Hey, those are my feelings, too.
That's your speech, too.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, he always talks about his little seeds he wants to plant in the rich, warm earth and watch them shooting up towards the sun and the sky.
Lisa!
He also has another one about the farmer standing with his breeches at the Concord, firing at the pots that was heard around the world.
Oh, boy.
He does that with a fife in the background.
I don't understand.
It's a family joke.
Excuse me, Miss Harper. May I see you just a minute?
What is it, Eb?
Would you like to take a tour of the farm? It's always good for a laugh.
Eb,
wait till you see his corn. It's crawling.
With what?
Nothing. It's just crawling.
It doesn't like where it's planted.
Oh, very funny.
Maybe to you, but not to the corn.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Are you having trouble with it, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, yes. Mr. Kimball was supposed to bring over a soil analysis they made for me, but he forgot it.
Well, I'll take a look at it tomorrow when I go over to his office.
Come in.
Morning, Haggy.
Oh, it's you, Ralph.
No, I won't kiss you.
I didn't ask you.
Why don't you ask me? I might change my mind.
Look, Ralph, this is an official office of the Department of Agriculture.
Oh, go ahead and kiss me. No one will know.
I will. Look, if you have some official business, put it in writing and give it to me in triplicate.
Well, I just want to remind you that we have a date for the dance Saturday night.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I won't be able to take you. I'll be busy breaking in Terry Harper. He's a little slow. I'll probably have to work overtime with him.
What's he like?
Oh, he's a kind of a homely guy. Has a cauliflower ear. Nose is kind of knocked out of
him. Morning, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, hello there.
Who's this?
Hmm?
Who is this?
Oh, this is my aunt. How are you, Aunt Sophie?
I'm Terry Harper.
This is the homely guy with the cauliflower ear.
Well, you don't notice too much with his hair down over his,
No wonder you're too busy to take me to the dance Saturday night.
Well, I,
I'm Ralph Monroe.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Hank and I are kind of fianced.
We are not.
We are, too. We have an understanding.
Maybe you understand it, but I don't.
Mr. Kimball, there's no reason why you can't take Miss Monroe to the dance Saturday night. We won't be working.
Oh, yes, we will. I just got a directive here from Washington. Attention, Hank Kimball. Be sure you work Saturday night. Do not go to the dance. It's signed by you know who.
Let me see that.
That's classified information.
Well, I've got a little classified information for you, too. If you don't want to take me to the dance Saturday night, you don't have to.
Date with me.
Oh, that's terrible.
We had it for 3 months. Oh. He broke it just like that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's what plates are for. Don't cry. There is no man in the whole world who's worthwhile crying about.
You're right. But just like that, he broke it.
There.
How could he do a thing like that to me?
Well, that's the way men are. You can give them the best years of your life, and it doesn't mean a thing. Because when a pretty face comes along, the grass always looks greener on it.
I know what you mean. Men are beasts. Oh.
What's wrong with Betty Davis?
It's your friend, Mr. Kimball.
What did he do?
He broke a date with Ralph, just like this.
What did you... Hey, who broke the plates?
Well, the score is 2 for her and 1 for me.
Would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Mr. Kimball was going to take Ralph to the dance Saturday night, but he broke the date since the college, B-U-Y, went to work for him.
Oh, you mean Terry? No, I don't think he'd break a date with Ralph just to go out with... Yes, I guess he would.
I guess you would, too.
Oh, why not? I...
Yeah?
I mean, if I weren't married, I would.
Oh, you wish you were single, huh?
Men are all alike. They break your heart. Like that.
Will you leave those plates alone?
Don't yell at Ralph. Can't you see she's all broken up?
Yes, broken.
Will you stop?
Oh, he's probably going to ask her to go to the dance with him. After I spent my last $14 on a new formal. Oh, I'm broke. Thank you.
Swing your partner, turn her around. Now everybody go to town. Now a man left hand, now a man right. Grab your partner, hold her tight. Swing around and do-si-do.
Oh, hi, Sam. We came in for some soda pop.
Pop?
Yeah, pop.
Pop?
Two pops.
Pop, pop.
Yes, we'd like an orange pop and a grape pop.
Oh, yeah, miss.
I'm Terry Harper.
I'm Sam Pop, Drucker.
Where's the soda, Sam?
Oh, in a cooler.
Oh, over here. Yeah, here we are. You like a grape? I'll take the orange. Yeah, I hear you're taking Matilda Abernathy to the dance Saturday night.
No, she's too old for me.
Who are you?
Young Sam Drucker.
Mr. Drucker, do you have a farm?
No, I'm a bachelor.
Hmm?
No, I don't have one.
Oh, Mr. Kimball took me all over the valley. Introduced me to all the farmers.
How come you missed me?
Oh, hi, Fred. Miss Harper, this is Fred Ziffel.
Howdy. Miss Harper, this is Arnold.
Oh, isn't he the cutest little thing?
Well, I'll be doggone. That's the first time I ever saw him blush. Sam, are you squaring Matilda Abernathy to the dance?
Well, I was going to, but I was just thinking. We got a stranger in our midst, and I think the neighborly thing to do would be to ask her to the dance.
Well, how do you come off inviting her to the dance when I'm the head of the entertainment committee?
Well, I'm head of the hospitality committee, and I'm just trying to be hospitable.
Well, she don't need to be hospitalized.
Just a minute. Now, the Department of Agriculture sent her to me, and I'm going to keep her. She'll go with me.
No, she won't.
Yes, she will.
But I haven't made any plans to go to the dance. But thank you anyway. It was very nice meeting you both. Bye. Goodbye, Arnold. I think this trip to Pixley's a waste of time. I don't really want to have my hair done.
But I thought you were going to go to the dance tonight.
Oh, no.
But you got all those invitations from Mr. Kimball, Mr. Ziffer, Mr. Drucker, and Ab.
Oh, I think they were just trying to be nice to me. I don't think any of them really meant to invite me.
Hi, Mr. Drucker.
Hi, Mr. Douglas. Is Miss Harper in?
No, she's out with my wife.
Oh, well, will you tell her I'll pick her up at 8 o'clock tonight to take her to the dance?
Sure. Come in!
Is Miss Harper home?
No.
Well, I'm taking her to the dance tonight. Tell her I'll pick her up at 8 o'clock.
Mr. Drucker is picking her up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, in that case, tell her I'll pick her up at 7:30.
Fine. Oh, come in!
Miss Harper here?
No.
Tell her I'll pick it up at 8 for the dance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Drucker has 8, and Mr. Kimball has 7:30.
Tell her I'll be here at 7.
It's not the most ridiculous. Oh, for... Whoever you are, you've got 6:30. Well, what's the matter, Mr. Haney? 6:30 isn't good enough for you?
For what?
To take Miss Harper to the dance.
Who is Miss Harper?
You don't know her?
Nope.
Then what are you here for?
To tell you about my June white sale.
Your June white sale?
Yeah, I'm selling everything that belonged to June White.
Oh, brother.
No, she was a cousin. She spent most of her life just traveling around the world, collecting historical objects of art.
Mr. Haney, I'm not the least bit interested.
You take this.
What is that?
A bronzed leg of lamb.
A bronze leg of lamb?
You see them teeth marks? They was made by Henry VIII.
Of all the phony...
Hello there. Hello, Mr. Haney.
Howdy, Mrs. Douglas. May I ask you a question? Do you know what this is?
Oh, that's a Henry VIII's leg of lamb.
What?
Well, I haven't seen one of those in...
Lisa.
Oh, Mr. Haney, this is Terry Harper.
This is Miss Harper?
Yes.
In that case, I will take 6:30. I'll see you then.
Would you like me to go over the list again?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Haney gets here at 6:30. Mr. Ziffel at 7. Mr. Kimball at 7:30. Mr. Drucker at 8. And Ebb at 8:30.
I never thought that... What am I going to do?
Well, you'd better think of something. It's 6:30, Haney time.
Oh, dear, but I don't...
I tell you what, why don't you go into the bedroom and put on your face, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, this should be very interesting.
Why don't you go and open the door?
Oh, Mr. Haney.
Evening. Miss Harper ready?
Well, she will be in a few minutes.
Would you tell her I'm here and present her with this bouquet of rhododendrons, which would have cost her $6 if she'd have bought them in a store.
Thank you. Danny, Mr. Haney brought you some flowers. Mr. Haney, won't you sit down? It won't be too long.
Thank you. Hi, Haney. What are you doing here?
Well, I got a 6:30 date to take Miss Harper to the dance.
6:30? 7 o'clock now. You're a half hour late. Ain't no use waiting.
Well, I ain't leaving. I brought her a $6 bouquet of flowers. What did you bring?
I didn't bring her nothing. I ain't courting, I'm escorting.
Well, she don't need an old...
Fellows, now please don't fight. Terry will be out soon. Oh, Mr. Kimball, come in. Oh, Mr. Drucker, won't you come in and sit down? Join the group.
Hey, what are you all doing here?
I don't know, but I have a date with Miss Harper.
Well,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I had a date with her.
Fellas, please.
Well, she can't go out with all of us.
Well, let's wrestle for her.
We'll get dirty. Why don't we fight a duel?
There's too many to duel.
Why don't you have a gang war?
Well, I think we ought to let Miss Harper decide who she wants to go out with. Oliver, why don't you get her?
Miss Harper, showtime. You're on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was already.
Hold it.
Yes, this is no way to act. It's all up to Miss Harper.
Oh, gentlemen, I'm very embarrassed. I didn't say I'd go to the dance with any of you. But now that you're here, well, why don't we all go together?
No, ma'am. I'm not sharing you with anybody. You'll have to pick one of us.
Oh, that'll be very difficult. You're all so nice.
Yeah, we know that, but which one of us is going to be?
Well, let's see. Mr. Haney? Mr. Ziffel? Eb? Mr. Kimball? Mr. Drucker? Well, I guess I'll pick.
I didn't have anybody at 8:45. Yes?
Arnold! Do you want to take me to the dance? Gentlemen? I think I found my escort. Good night.
Doggone that Arnold. Double-crossing me, his own flesh and blood.
Stood up for a pig.
Hey, it reminds me. Maybe it's not too late to take Ralph.
Yeah, and I'm gonna call Lorelei and see if she can go.
I better call Matilda.
Well, as they say, all is well that ends in a well.
Who said?
I don't know. But the main thing is that everybody's gone to the dance.
Good.
Well, I'm not going. I haven't got a date.
Neither do I.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
Well, what can we do? It's too late to call anybody. I guess we'll just have to stay at home and watch TV.
We'll be right back.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.